Hey, managers, do you ever get the sense that there are a ton of resources out there for learning about Azure, and you just don't maybe know what they are or even where to start? Do you ever wonder if there might be ways that would fit your learning style better? And maybe there might be some tips and tricks for using these resources that can help you learn even faster. My name is April Edwards. So join me on a guided tour of the Azure Learning resources available to you so you can get answers to all of these questions and so much more.
Now, let's visit Virtual Training Days.
Hi, I'm Garrett Bundy. I am a global director, part of our Microsoft trainer team. I have a team of 16 trainers spread across the globe that all support our Microsoft Virtual Training Day events.
How do managers get started with Virtual Training Days?
So when you come to a Virtual Training Day for the first time, you've probably found us because you went to a local events page on the Azure site, and you found these great things called a Microsoft Virtual Training Day. And these events spread across all of our cloud platforms. So whether you're looking for something with Microsoft Azure, Microsoft 365, our security, our Power Platform, or our Dynamics, any of those platforms, we have a Microsoft Virtual Training Day event for you. So you've probably registered for the event, and then you show up the day of the event, and you can attend any event. We have events from fundamentals level all the way up through advanced level content. And in this event, you'll find content that is led from our Microsoft technical trainers. But in addition to being able to watch the event and be a part of it, we make sure that you can have a live Q&A session with technical subject matter experts for that event so you can get your questions answered while you're in attendance.
Why should managers pay attention to virtual training days?
So managers are an important part of the virtual training day experience as well. It's important for managers to be able to do a couple of things. One, you want to be able to talk to your employees about the products and technology that they're getting ready to implement. So by attending one of our virtual training days around fundamentals, you have an opportunity to really gain skills and knowledge so that you can have better conversations with your employees. In addition, some of the best ways to model things is to attend the courses yourself, because then you'll know exactly which courses you want your employees to attend, and you can suggest training for them as well.
Is there any content managers should pay particular attention to?
So as far as what managers should pay attention to, I think fundamentals really is the key entry point for you. Learning about the fundamentals of Azure or the fundamentals of Azure Artificial Intelligence or Azure Data, that's really the great place for a manager to start because you'll get that base level knowledge.
What is one thing that managers might not know about virtual training days?
So one thing I think managers probably don't know about virtual training days is that they're free. There's absolutely no cost to attend them. So if you want to skill your employees and you want them to get the latest information about the Azure space and the Azure technology that we have to offer, virtual training days is a great opportunity. Plus, if your employees attend one of our fundamentals level courses, they actually get an opportunity to sit that fundamentals exam at no cost to you or to your employer.
Our next stop is at Microsoft Learn.
I'm Judy McNeil, Senior Program Manager on the Learn Content Team.
Why should a manager go to Microsoft Learn?
Managers will be interested in a wide range of roles that Learn modules support, like developer, solution architect, AI engineer, or data scientist.
How can a manager get started with Microsoft Learn?
Learn has modules for the technology manager role, covering topics like building a cloud governance strategy on Azure and planning and maintaining Azure costs.
What is something that managers might not know about Microsoft Learn?
People can learn on their own schedule. They can go deep on a topic through a learning path, or they can learn how to accomplish a specific task through individual modules.
Next, let's visit Tech Community.
Hi, I'm Anna Chu, and I am the community lead for Microsoft Tech Community.
Why do you think managers should go to Microsoft Tech Community?
Managers should go to the Tech Community because the people that are working in their teams need to understand that they're not alone. There is so much useful information that is out there that is really, you know, being pumped out on a very constant basis. And it's not just coming from people that are aligned to your teammates. It's also directly from the product teams who are trying to connect with that community. So you know, if you really want to help your direct reports with the investment into their learning, make sure that they're plugged into their community, because there are so many things that you can learn from other people that your team members can relate to.
How do you think a manager should start using Microsoft Tech Community?
I would really like managers to feel at home at the tech community and get really familiar so that they can see what a great resource community can be for the people that work in their team. One of the things that community can do is really help scale people's learning. So, you know, while there's all these different courses that anyone can take, but, you know, knowing that there are other resources, human resources that your people can tap into to help them facilitate their learning is absolutely critical. So I would highly encourage managers to do a little bit of self-discovery and see what they can get out of it. And then if they find anything useful, pass it on to their team. That will only benefit them for sure.
Are there any sections or content that managers should pay attention to?
I think one of the things that's not particularly obvious to managers is when you go to an online community, you typically see the discussion forums and see that, you know, there's a lot of chatter happening, but we've got other features within the tech community that actually give you a window into the product teams themselves. So we have a lot of different blogs on the community that are literally the loudspeakers of the product teams, and they're giving you some really good insights into what the product teams are working on. But if you're super busy as a manager and you feel like that is drinking from the fire hose, there are different ways for you to consume that content. You can subscribe to blogs. We have RSS features if that's something that you're used to. You can also consolidate all your updates coming in through your inbox through what we call weekly digest. So you can manage how you want to be served up that content and pass it on to your team.
What's one thing that managers might not know about Microsoft Tech Community?
Even though we do get 9 million people, unique visitors coming to the tech community on a monthly basis, I honestly think managers don't realize that the tech community is a learning destination. They might think that it's a place just to have, you know, online banter and online conversations and get questions answered, but really it's a place for learning. And if you invest more and more time into the tech community, your people are certainly going to benefit from understanding what they should be paying attention to, which blogs they should be subscribed to, who are the community experts that they can learn from. There's another section in the tech community that people aren't aware of called community events. And this is where you can find a list of all the different user groups that are out there and other digital meetups, especially given that a lot of our community meetups are happening virtually right now. This is a really great resource. And for if you did want to find community speakers who are actually, you know, really great source of information, we have a speaker directory too. So if for whatever reason you want to host a meetup that is focused on user adoption, we've got hundreds of people who are there who are willing to talk to you guys. And they even give you detail on the languages they speak and what locale they belong to, so that you can help organize the best fit for any particular event that you're running.
Our next stop is at LinkedIn Learning.
Hi, I'm Sharon Bennett. I'm a senior IT instructor with LinkedIn Learning.
Why do you think managers should go to LinkedIn Learning?
Managers will want to come into LinkedIn Learning to learn how they can further their own careers with courses such as first-time tech managers, or to help curate courses for their direct reports.
Are there any features that managers might like to use?
Managers can assign learning paths directly to their employees. From there, they can also monitor and pull analytics of what their employees have been learning on LinkedIn Learning.
How does a manager start to use LinkedIn Learning?
As a manager, you'll find learning paths that will help you develop your skill sets as well as the skill sets of your employees. You can filter on specific skills that you're looking for within a learning path.
What is something that managers might not know about LinkedIn Learning?
Managers can assign not only technical skills to their employees, but also those soft skills that will help them in their communication and hopefully help their employees move up that corporate ladder as well.
I hope you've enjoyed our tour across Azure Learning Resources. If you're looking to engage with any of the resources we visited in this video, please check the text in this video's description. Enjoy your learning and see you next time.